Unit 4, page 112. The Winter Olympics.
Good afternoon. This is Pete, and welcome to our program, Sports for All. Today, Donna Miller is here to talk to us about the Winter Olympics. Hello, Donna. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Pete. It's good to be here.
Donna, can you tell us a bit about the history of the Winter Olympics?
Sure. The first Winter Olympic Games were held in 1924 in France. They were a great success. In fact, more than 10,000 people came to watch the games.
That's a lot of people for those days. How many athletes took part?
There were 258 athletes, but only 11 of them were women.
Only 11 women? That's surprising. Why was that?
At the time, people thought that women weren't strong enough to participate in fast sports, like skiing and speed skating. In fact, the only sport that women could participate in was figure skating.
Wow, a lot has changed since then.
Yes, it has. But it took a long time for people to realize that women can do the same sports as men. For example, ski jumping for women only took place for the first time in 2014 at the Winter Olympics in Russia.
Tell us more about the Winter Olympics in Russia.
Do you remember Irene Wüst, the speed skater from Holland? She won 2 gold medals and 3 silver medals that year.
That's amazing!
It is, and the rest of the team from Holland was very successful. They won a total of 23 medals, 8 gold, 7 silver, and 8 bronze.
Wow! Donna, I have one last question. The Winter Olympics are held 2 years after the Summer Olympics. Was this always true?
No, it wasn't. Until the year 1992, the Winter Olympics were held in the same year as the Summer Olympics. But then they decided to hold these 2 international events in different years. They wanted the Winter Olympics to get more attention. Now more people watch the Winter Olympics.
Thank you so much for this interesting talk.
My pleasure.